Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Marcus Rothkranz didn't play, but oh well. Are you there? Hello? I guess David hung up, or I didn't merge or something. Hello? That's weird. Hey, can you hear me? Anyways, I don't know what happened. I'll be right back. Right. No, no, no. You stay in, I'll hang up. Okay, can you hear me?
I hear you. You are all there.
Right. All right, cool. All right. Sorry about last week, people. I had a date and forgot all about the podcast, and I don't know what David was doing, but he forgot too. So, we were working today at 5, so we postponed our podcast to 10, because that's the earliest we can do it after we get off work. Anyhow.
Yep.
Good news is we got our K-Fruit in. So if you listen to one of our first podcasts on Blog Talk Radio, or one of our first podcasts, period, we were talking about K-Fruit, and we were talking about ordering K-Fruit trees. That was last year. This year, we finally got them. So they weren't as big as I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be like maybe a couple feet tall, and they would be like producing fruit maybe this year or next year. They're babies. They probably won't be producing
fruit.
They're
babies, and they haven't seen any sunlight.
Yeah. They probably won't produce for at least a year or two.
Yeah, well, we'll work on them.
Yeah, but anyways, once they start growing and producing, we're gonna start cloning and grafting. So, Bill got that grafting tool that I was showing you and I was talking about getting.
Ah.
Yeah. So, anyways. I'm not sure what herb we're going to talk about today. I just opened the book to monkey flower. Monkey flower, it's a short one. I will go ahead and read it. Monkey flower, hundreds of species, a very diverse range of colors, shapes, and styles. But they are all edible with a salty taste. So sprinkle some sugar on them and you'll have a sweet and bitter, like chocolate covered bugles. But anyway, there you go. Dip them in chocolate and you'll have like a chocolate covered monkey flower. Anyways, can be used raw in salad or as a salt substitute. That's actually kind of cool, you know. People who like salt on their fries, dry these flowers and sprinkle some of these monkey flowers on your french fries and salt your fries with a healthy salt.
Yeah, I kind of like to substitute salt for my salt.
Right.
Sea salt, Himalayan salt.
And then it gives a bunch of different variations. So anyways, basically, it doesn't give any specific medicinal values, but it's basically a salt alternative.
Right. There's a nice picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
Minulus species. So, anything in the Minulus family?
Lizard tail.
Nasturtium. What now?
Lizard's tail.
What page is that?
It's also called water dragon. 142. Lizard's tail, a.k.a. water dragon, is a water plant with heart-shaped leaves with a trademark tail, stem. Very small white flowers. The whole plant can be used to make tea for general not feeling well, stomach problems, rheumatism, and it's a relaxing sedative.
So Gary could use this.
I was just thinking that.
I was reading your mind.
Maybe. Gumwood. This is a plant that I ate in the desert. Yellow gummy flowers with very aromatic leaves. Tea made from flowers and leaves used for lung and kidney issues like bronchitis, asthma, cough, tuberculosis, pneumonia, probably COVID, gonorrhea. Also used for stomach and spleen cancer, gonorrhea again,
tuberculosis
again. It is also a relaxing sedative and an antispasmodic. So it will help with the coronavirus tyranny as well.
Mm-hmm. You should get page numbers when you say that so I can find it quicker.
Why would I do that? Page 120.
You know, the picture of gumweed looks an awful lot like a thistle.
Yeah. Yeah, this only grows in the desert, but it's a big bush. It doesn't really taste that great. But
yeah, it looks like a yellow flowered thistle.
Page 120. Fireweed. Four petals, pink flowers. Go ahead.
Thin, pointy leaves. Leaves and root used to make tea as anti-inflammatory for digestive, stomach, and bowel problems. It looks like you're picking things for Gary today. Go ahead.
God is, because I'm just coming through.
Young shoots best to eat. There is a different plant also called fireweed, sea pilewort, later in this book.
All right, let's look it up. Pilewort.
Well, I'm in the wrong section.
Page 158.
Filewort or fireweed, different one. Not to be confused with Old English pilewort. Different scientific name. Lesser colindine, a small yellow flower. They're using the scientific name. Erectites. Hierapolia can grow up to 9 feet tall. Small white flowers wrapped in green. Whole plant is edible. Tea used as astringent and good for mucous membrane issues, lungs, digestive system, diarrhea, cystitis?
Yeah, cystitis.
I'm not sure what's cystitis.
Hang on, let me Google that. I forgot.
Okay, I'll go on. Smells bad and tastes strong. Oil of fireweed was rubbed on hemorrhoids to put out the fire. Taken internally for dysentery and as survival food. Ah, right. That's the name pilewort. Because it takes care of hemorrhoids.
Ah.
Take care of hemorrhoids and dysentery.
The cystitis is an inflammation of the bladder. Inflammation is where a part of your body becomes irritated, red, and swollen. In most cases, a urinary tract infection. A UTI happens when bacteria enters the bladder or urinary and begins to multiply.
Right.
So it's basically a bladder infection from a UTI, which is what my dad got one time from holding his bladder too long, I think.
Right. So we can charge the teachers with child abuse when they don't let kids go to the bathroom when they need to.
For the most part.
Yep. Picture a pilewort fireweed. It's one of the lettuces, basically.
Yeah.
Tall, it's got a dandelion-type flower or a seed head. I'm not sure about the flower itself. They're joined differently to the plant than they would be on a... They're not on hollow tubes. They're on short stems off of a main stem. So, which is kind of typical for the lettuce family.
Bilberries. We need to grow some of those.
Yeah, isn't that like blueberries?
They're bilberries.
What page is that?
Page 70.
They look like blueberries.
Yeah. I also want to grow bayberries.
Bilberries, similar to blueberries. Ripe blueberries are white to light green inside, while bilberries and huckleberries are red or purple throughout. Bilberries are most often found singularly or in pairs, while blueberries are most often found in clusters. High in vitamin C and bioflavonoids, which help keep connective tissues healthy and strengthens small blood vessels and capillaries, factors that keep skin youthful, lowers blood pressure, great for eyes, increases rhodopsin. I hope I pronounced that right. R-H-O-D-O-P-S-I-N, which helps night blindness. It protects against macular degeneration and diuretic retinopathy. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Also has a strong effect on lowering blood sugar. Very astringent, antiseptic, anti-inflammatory. Dried berry and leaf tea used for diarrhea, diabetes, dysentery, diuretic, scurvy, vitamin C deficiency, mouth inflammations, stop bleeding, arthritis, hardening of the arteries, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, rebuilding connective tissue, skin, and wrinkles. All right, so if you want to look young, eat your bilberries.
There you go.
Sounds like it'll also make you kind of young because it helps with, you know.
Still young.
Yep.
All right. Before Blog Talk cuts us off, I'm going to read a little bit about safe fruit since we talked about that already.
All righty.
An interesting plant with a seedless fruit whose flavor has a hint of bubblegum. And in our research, it also may taste like watermelon bubblegum. When ripe, they are red and the size of balls. It is in the mulberry family, a very prolific plant. Grows to 25 feet tall. That's all it says. I don't remember what all medicinal properties it has, but it's a delicious size watermelon bubblegum fruit.
Well, it grows to 23 feet. Ours has 22 and 4 inches to go.
Yeah. Snake root. Snake root is on page 170. It is used to treat internal bleeding. Nosebleed. Somebody asked me recently, maybe it was my mom, maybe my nephew. I think my nephew has nosebleeds. So I have to tell her to do snake root. Coughing up blood, stomach ulcers, diarrhea. Dysentery, varicose veins, bowel pains, kidney problems, cough, tumors, sore throats, and strep, and infections. It has a whitish flower.
They don't have a picture of it here. It says see black botanical.
Might be on the previous page. It is.
Okay. Yep. There should be. Not sure how to describe it.
Sage, everybody knows about sage. It's like an all-natural Lysol, and there's almost a whole page of it on it in Marcus Rothstein's book.
Yes, it's sage, all types. Salvia species. Okay, that explains why we saw so many different sages when Sarah went to buy some.
Yeah.
I think there was three different sages on the table. And they're all labeled sage, but they were clearly different from each other.
Oh, here's one of my favorites. Page 156. Patchouli. Patchouli is in the mint family.
Mint family. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's in the mint family. Recognizable pink, white, mint flowers on erect stems. Oh, okay. Kind of looks like a hill, sort of. Strong smell.
Yeah, it's pink instead of purple.
Yeah. Strong smell used in perfumes, keeping insects away, which, I don't know. Doesn't seem to keep insects away, but it might keep some insects away. Yeah, that's why I haven't been getting tick bites. My tickers love me. Anyways.
Right.
Including moths and some termites. Good for linen closets. Native to tropical areas. Needs warmth. Can grow indoors. Used to treat dysentery, diarrhea, vomiting, and nausea. Aromatherapy calms the nerves. and it's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm starting to pass out on you.
That's all right. We can call it a night. We had a long day today, and we got another long day tomorrow. So we'll talk to you guys next Monday.
Tomorrow I have decent sleep.
Yeah. So we'll try to be here next Monday.
I'm gonna knock my window.
Huh?
As soon as some police officer doesn't knock on my window and ask me what I'm doing here.
Yeah, me too. Monday, hopefully, maybe we'll be here at 5 o'clock. Otherwise, we'll push it back. Uh-oh, we got 90 seconds remaining.
Oh, no.
So, anyways, yeah.
All right.
Hopefully, next time we'll be a little more prepared. But, hey, we both got our books today, so we were somewhat prepared. Anyways.
Yep.
We'll talk to you guys later. Good night.